summer in Carbondale, the High School High Scholar Program, also known as HS Squared, hosts 75 first-generation high school students for 5 weeks of rigorous classes and exciting outdoor adventures. They spend 3 years attending the program, graduating the summer before their senior year. After all this time sharing new experiences and challenging classwork, these students become bonded for life. Since the HS Squared students visit Carbondale from Denver, Fort Worth, New Orleans, and New York, COVID-19 prevented these fantastic students from visiting campus this summer. Even with this heavy disappointment, they rose to the challenge of virtual learning and made this summer extra special while studying from home. Every summer, they participate in a talent show, also known as Coffee House. Full disclosure, I have worked for HS Squared for the last 2 summers. It breaks and warms my heart to hear these students perform poetry and music for each other all across the country. So it's my pleasure to share these phenomenal voices with KD&K listeners. Thank you to the incredible scholars who made this summer happen. You're listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, where we investigate projects and issues that are relevant to youth on the western slope of Colorado. I'm your host, Hallie Zander. First up is Anel Paulino, a third-year HS Squared student from the Bronx, New York, singing Zanny by Billie Eilish, accompanied by HS Squared alumnus Derek Andrade and advisor Nick Favaloro.
What is it about them? I must be missing something. They just keep doing nothing. Too intoxicated to be scared. Better off without them. They're nothing but unstable. Bring ashtrays to the table. And that's about the only thing they share. I'm in the secondhand smoke, still just drinking canned coke. I don't need a Zanny to feel better. On designated drives home, only one who's not sold. Don't give me a Zanny now or ever. Waking up at sundown, they're late to every party. Nobody's ever sorry. Too inebriated enough to dance. Morning as they come down, their pretty heads are hurting. They're awfully bad at learning. Make the same mistakes, blame circumstance. And in the secondhand smoke, still just drinking canned coke. I don't need a Zanny to feel better. On designated drives home, only one who's not. What is it about them? I must be missing something. They just keep doing nothing. too intoxicated to be scared.
Next is Veronique Bijoux, a third-year HS Squared student from Fort Worth, Texas, reciting an original poem.
Hello guys, my name is Veronique Bijoux, and I'm going to be reading a poem that I wrote last summer. It's called The Scent You Left Behind. I came into the room and all I apprehended was your voice. Everywhere I gazed, I saw the marks you left behind. Looked through the windows and all I could see were your old pictures, the face you made when you tested new food, the smile you wore whenever you saw me for the first time. You smiled so hard that I could see the wrinkles through your face. Your beautiful small eyes made my heart flutter. Every hour spent with you felt like second. I woke up every day with the hope of seeing and spending time with you. You became the reason I got the courage to wake up each morning. Waking up with a smile because I knew that someone was thinking about me. It was always rainbows and butterflies whenever I was with you. Suddenly, I woke up from what felt like a reality. Nothing, absolutely nothing was there. I couldn't feel anything. My heart stopped. I couldn't feel my heartbeat. I couldn't see your smile, nor your eyes. I couldn't breathe since you became the breath and my fresh air. But why did you leave? Why did you leave your scent behind? Your scent became part of my life as the plant meets the sun. Why did you leave me with your memories? How could you be so cruel when all you said was that you loved me? What happened to those promises you made? You promised to always be there, promised to always hold my hand in time of distress. But now? Now I can't see you anymore. I can't feel you. Your memories are slowly fading away like the wind in the midst of the night. Your pictures are slowly cracking like a wall hit by a strong vibration. But your scent still follows me. Your scent, it became part of my life, just like the plant needs the sun. You became my sun. Your smile that you wore each time you saw me, and your brown eyes that looked at me and made my heart feel so special, like a princess. Why did you suddenly leave? Why didn't you say goodbye? I want to hold you so tight and tell you how much I loved you, how much I always love you, because without you, I'm incomplete. However, I'm thankful for the scent you left behind. Your scent gave me hope, just a little hope to know that someday I'll see you again, that someday I won't only smell your scent, look at your shattered pictures, or even hear your voices in my head, but I will embrace your warmth as if you're my only chance. Hold you tight as if I'm afraid of losing you, as if you're the reason I'm still breathing, as if you're the reason why I'm breathing, as if you're the scent as if your scent is my oxygen. I'll always keep you close to my heart. You're my precious treasure, and I'll always, always protect you with all my heart.
A unique aspect of HS Squared is the bond that students make with the program's faculty. Now, you'll hear again from HS Squared alumnus Derek Andrade from Brooklyn, New York on bass and drums, HS Squared advisor Nick Favaloro on guitar and keyboards, and advisor Leonard Henderson with vocals. This is an original song that the three composed together.
Now I'm messing up this drum like a kindergarten. Run that first song like it's kindergarten. Slip and slide in the lawn like it's kindergarten. Got that white belt on like a kindergarten. Say I'm messing up this drum like a kindergarten. Run that first first song like a kindergarten. It's been sliding along like a kindergarten. Got that white belt on like a kindergarten. See, I'm messing around like it's kindergarten. Applesauce crisscross and no filter when we talking. Now time got me on and tight. Prom got me walking loose. My mama goose trying to give me some juicy juice. Mind on my money with every deuce tooth. I'm chilling with Blue and we looking for clues. Homie status Mr. Pickles, but they call him Stew. Got a made up friend and named him Argu. Playing tag on the jungle gym for the win. If the pool throw me in, I'ma learn to swim. I'm just a kid, but I'm dreaming big. In the desert with the treasure, got some holes to dig. Do my first, I'm my last, and my last, I'm my first. I'm ready for anything I'm saying, I wanna learn. No train wheels on, let's get ready to swerve. Cause I'm gunning for this moment, you know it's my turn. So I'm messing up the straw like a kindergarten. Riding that first song like a kindergarten. Slipping, sliding along like a kindergarten. Got that white belt on like a kindergarten. Said I'm messing up the straw like a kindergarten. Riding that first song like a kindergarten. Slipping, sliding along like a kindergarten. Got that white belt on like a kindergarten. God. See, I'm just trying to get down in the sounds in the playground. Made my round with my BK crown. Sandbox to the closed ground. Here we go now. Clowns better slow down, getting profound. Got my mind wide open, but nobody noticing yet. Go ahead, go get your test. I'ma stay steady reading. Question meaning, question reason. Like, why the flag need a legion? Science keeping recess, playing pretend. It's the thesis, keep a secret. Treetops at the scenic. Sister frequent with the revenge. Somebody show me karate. I need a defense. I'm fishing for wisdom like it's limitless. Like innocence is the antithesis of discipline. Been given what been written but can't finish it. Because if you think that you know it all, then you stop listening. And I'm messing up the straw like a kindergarten. Riding that first song like a kindergarten. It's been sliding along like a kindergarten. Got that white belt on like a kindergarten. Said I'm messing up the straw like a kindergarten. Riding that first song like a kindergarten. Gone, slipping, sliding the lawn like a kindergarten. Got that white belt on like a kindergarten. Hey. Like a kindergarten. Like a kindergarten. Hey. Like a kindergarten, messing up the straw like a kindergarten. Riding that first song like a kindergarten. Slipping, sliding it on like a kindergarten. Got that white belt on like a kindergarten. Said I'm messing up the straw like a kindergarten. Riding that first song like a kindergarten. Slipping, sliding it on like a kindergarten. Got that white belt on like a kindergarten. Said I'm messing up the straw. Riding that first song. Slipping, sliding it on. Got that white belt on, and I'm messing up the strong. Right now, first song, slipping, sliding along. Got that white belt on, and I'm messing up the strong. Right now, first song, sliding along. Got that white belt on. Now I'm messing up the straw like a kindergarten. Slipping, sliding along like a kindergarten. Riding my first song like it's kindergarten. Got my white belt on like a kindergarten. Hey.
Here is Natalie Gonzalez, a first-year HS2 student from Fort Worth, Texas, reciting an original poem about the Black Lives Matter movement.
Hey guys, my name's Natalie and I'm a first year. And over the past few weeks, Hallie has been working with me on writing some spoken word. So I'm going to be sharing my poem with you guys. And my poem's inspired by the Black Lives Matter movement and how over the course of this movement, some people have chosen to say all lives matter, which to me is probably one of the most ignorant things a person can say. So I wrote a poem about it and I hope you guys enjoy. All lives matter, yet Black women and men are still being racially profiled and are killed almost daily by police officers. all lives matter, yet you are unfazed by the children being kept in prison-like cells. All lives matter, yet Muslims make you uneasy at airports. All lives matter, but the gays can burn. All lives matter, but countless KKK groups still exist while not being classified as terrorist groups. All lives matter, but women are undeserving of rights and deserve to be paid 21 cents less than the average male. All lives matter, yet you choose to call COVID-19 the Chinese virus, and you look Asians up and down while walking by them at a grocery store. All lives matter, yet you yell at the Hispanic man to go back where he came from while spitting in his face. All lives matter, yet you ask your Asian friend if she eats dogs while stretching your eyes out. All lives matter, yet men can choose what a woman does with her body. But when it's time for you to put a face cloth over your face, the motto turns into, my body, my choice. All lives matter, yet indigenous people are still fighting for land not to be taken away from them. You continue to claim that all lives matter during the Black Lives Matter movement, yet you are picking and choosing which lives have importance to you. But we all bleed the same. If all lives did matter to you, then the Black Lives Matter movement would not trigger you. You are angered by removing a clump of cells, yet you do nothing about the kids who are in cages or the kids being killed by police officers. We are not saying your life does not matter. We are simply asking you for you to at least acknowledge that Black lives have importance. We are asking for justice for the countless lives that should still be breathing, without their last words having to be, I can't breathe, because no one deserves to die despite the crime that has been committed. Everyone deserves the right to a jury in civil cases, reads the Seventh Amendment. And if blue lives matter so much to you, just remember, they had the option to become a police officer, while African Americans have no input on how much melanin is put into their skin tones. Rethink your morals, educate yourself, and normalize admitting you are wrong and changing your point of view, Karen. And remember, not everything your president says in those 140 characters is always true.
Up next is Alicia Cage, a second-year HS Squared student from New York, reciting an original poem that she wrote about the program itself, and how she felt when she heard the news about going virtual.
Okay, hi guys. I'm Alicia. I'm a second year, and this is my poem for Coffee House. It's called Letter to Self, Never Forget to Remember. Forget the way how relentlessly the sun was harassing your skin in the afternoons. Forget how you felt lost among the tall green trees and wildlife of Colorado. Forget that you oddly missed the tall skyscrapers that could touch the heavens. Forget that you felt out of place amongst the intelligent thinkers who sat next to you in class. Forget how scared you were to climb that mountain. Forget how ridiculous you thought that you looked climbing that mountain. Forget your fears of opening up to people and making friends. Forget that fear of enjoying yourself and the nature around you. And remember. Remember that life is like the sun. Life is fleeting and will eventually fade away into the darkness. Remember that you only live once, so you only have one life to admire the way the sun's golden rays dance across the trees as you kayak down the lake. Or how the large mountains look taller than the skyscrapers of New York City in your tiny kayak. Remember the sounds of the water crashing against your raft, jolting you up and down the waves of the Colorado River. Remember the way how you felt when you let your heart melt away its ice-cold armor to make friends and finally feel at home in the middle of nowhere. Remember how the stars told you a story as you stared up into the night sky. Remember the love you felt for your friends as they laughed at you and with you, and you no longer felt shy. Remember how in 5 weeks your heart linked with complete strangers who have become some of the closest friends you've ever had in your life. Remember how when you flipped over in your kayak and you thought you were completely alone, they came back to save you. Remember Annelle's beautiful voice, Leslie's wide smile and long skirts, and Cody's warm hugs. Remember how everyone embraced each other on their last day together, crying in each other's arms. Remember to breathe in the air of New York and instantly know the difference between the home you have here and the home you have in Colorado. Remember that you are a phoenix, rising from the struggles and the pains and forging new paths for yourself. Remember that like the Flash, you won't let the fact that you can't experience this again this summer break your spirit. Remember that like the Flash, you will run past each and every obstacle and barrier thrown in your way and become a stronger and wiser young woman. Remember to never again take for granted the goodness God places in your life because it could be stripped away from you without a second's notice. Remember that this is not the end of your HS Squared journey. Remember that HS Squared is not a place. Remember that HS Squared, every experience you had and every ounce of love you received lies within your heart. And finally, remember that you are HS Squared.
Finally, I'd like to leave you with the sweet sounds of Leslie Torres Guerrero, a third year from Fort Worth, Texas. While this song was performed during graduation rather than the talent show, it was still so powerful and deserves to be heard. And without further ado, here's Leslie singing Adele's When We Were Young.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home, you're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. My God, this reminds me when we were young. Let me photograph you in this light in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized we were sad of getting old and made us restless. It was just like a movie, it was just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears. Nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said when you left me. You still look like a movie, you still sound like a song. God, this reminds me of when we were young. Let me photograph you in this light in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized we were sad of getting old and made us restless. It was just like a movie, it was just like a song. When we were young, when we were young, when we were young, when we were young. It's hard to admit that everything just takes me back to when you were there, to when you were there. Oh, still care? Do you still care? It was just like a movie. It was just like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Of when we were young. When we were young. When we were young. When we were young. Let me photograph you in this light in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized we were sad of getting old and made us restless. Oh, I'm so mad I'm getting old and makes me feel reckless. It was just like a movie. It was just like a song when we were young.
Thank you for listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. I'm your host, Hallie Zander. Thank you again to all the students who shared their voices for Coffee House and this broadcast. Intro and outro music was composed by HS Squared advisor Nick Favaloro. And I'll let his song carry us out.